bring that decision to the committee for, or to the commission for approval. But apparently, that's required.
Really?
Yeah. So, anyway, we just need to remember each year on the meeting that follows the spring meeting of the, it's usually May, of the Committee of Blind Vendors, that then we put on the agenda for the commission board to review that decision and approve it. And to document the determination and the basis for the percentage set. So they want more than just sure 12 sounds good. They want some documentation about why, what basis it is that percentage. And then also, we need to implement procedures to ensure that all monies due to the set-aside fund are collected and that all investigations are conducted as required by statute. We're doing a better job on this than we had in the past couple years. Bill Brown has worked with Terry Harris to set up a different way. We used to kind of, vendors would send their check in and we'd write down what it was and that would be good. But now they are sending all their invoice or all of their receipts for expenditures and anyway, it's a better system now than it was, but we still don't completely verify the, we don't have the process as good as it needs to be. So that was good. They gave us some ideas for how to do that. Next was that the commission needs to implement procedures to ensure compliance with legislative bills. That has to do with, we are required to spend a certain amount of funds of state general funds on aid, that is client services. And we did spend that much money during that year, but it wasn't all coded properly. But remember, that's the period of time we were just getting our business office set up and on and new staff. And so they just goofed. I mean, we spent more than the minimum amount on client services. It's just that we didn't code the right amount to state funds. And so they did not say we need to go back and do recoding, but they just said make sure that we do that. And so we have in place now a procedure, kind of a flag, both for in Bill's office and Dave's to make sure that we're always throughout the year aware of coding things properly. Leave balances. The contract employees all employees cannot carry more than 280 hours of vacation leave. And so at the end of each calendar year, any amount over 280 is purged from the system or subtracted from their balance. Contract employees don't have any leeway with it. Non-contract employees can request to carry over more and use it within the first 6 months, and so that's an option. But at the end of December 2000, the balances were not purged. And again, it's just a thing of, you know, we missed it. And so we now have on the calendars for the Bill Brown position and Dave Robinson, you know, a couple of trigger dates to make sure that gets done. Let's see, those were all of the recommendations. And we did just receive the full audit report, which is a lot lengthier than that kind of summary I just read, and we just got this the 18th, so I have not read it yet. Mm-hmm. And actually, they wanted their report back March 25th, but I requested that we delay that a couple of days, so they said that's all right. So I have till Wednesday to do that. but that's better than Monday.
Yeah, yeah, when I saw that, that March 25th date on there, I thought, well, you know, we do happen to be having a meeting, yeah, like 2 days before that, but, oh, goodness.
Right. So, that's really the main things, I believe. Now, if you want us to scan this and send it to everybody, we probably could do that. But I don't, it has big draft across the middle, you know. So some of it at least might not be scannable. But if you want to trust that Barbara and I will read and respond to, or mostly that I, you know, will, then that's what we'll do.
How do you have to respond?
On a disc with, well, mainly what they want is, and let's see, how do they want it? Errors of any kind or any comments you would like to make to respond to. So really most of it will be all, we're in agreement except for that first issue. And then a signature and...
And we're not required to respond to it. We can. If we don't, they'll just assume that we're
okay with it.
Quietly okay or whatever.
No.
Or something, I think.
No, I mean, I don't think that the board is required.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, okay.
By we, I meant the commissioners.
Right. But I am required.
Yeah. I guess my only question would be, is there anything that would be helpful in our saying anything about the vocational rehabilitation thing, or would that just be,
I don't think,
or do we want to wait until they either accept it or not, and if they don't, then maybe we could get into the act.
That's what I think. So we will be giving them statute regulations.
Yeah.
And if they don't agree with that, and then we need to set a meeting or do whatever, then definitely I think that a representative of the board can participate in that and help make the points. So I thank you for your time on that.
And so at this point, we don't need to do anything but wait.
Right.
I have a thought.
What's that?
I'm wondering if it might not be helpful to maybe have a letter from Commissioner Wilson available in case it became useful.
I think that's a good idea, and I had thought that, you know, if they won't take just what the Reds say. Actually, one of our first thoughts was, well, let's get Joanne to say it's okay, you know, but, you know, if we get to where they won't accept what we see in the regulations that allow us to do that, then yes, I think it would be appropriate for us to request that Commissioner Wilson give us an official statement on it, and I'm sure that she would, you know, the time frame would be the only thing, but, you know, I think you're absolutely right, we would need to do that.
Okay, is there anything else on the audit report? Not. The next item is the state plan.
Yes. Okay. The state plan, which you all receive. again, very recently. It's technically due, basically due April 1st, but we requested that could we wait? And they said, yes, you can wait, we just have to have it before July 1st. But then I realized with this meeting today, you know, you all might not be meeting, you know, in time for us to make, to really work on this. So I just went ahead and got done what I could do, which is why you got that last part just, and Michelle didn't even get the last part.
Yeah.
But at least you had the rest of it a few days earlier, but again, I know you may not have had time to read that. What do I want to say about the state plan?
Yeah, I actually did read that, except for what came just yesterday, I was wondering what that was.
What's the Leadership Academy?
That is a program, it's a part of the University of Oklahoma. It's funded by a part of the Rehabilitation Act. I can't remember which title exactly. Carlos?
No.
Okay. That funds some entity, usually a university, to do leadership training for rehabilitation professionals. And that's what we've been trying to have our folks, you know, go through. It's a series of 4 weeks, which comprise the full course, and it's, it deals with personal leadership characteristics, strategies for the culture of change. It's all focused at rehab professionals, so it's geared at you know, consumer choice and all of the important parts of the Rehab Act. You don't just go and learn the Rehab Act, but you learn how to be really leaders in making sure that the services provided in your state are the best possible, and that, you know, you provide leadership in programmatically and staff-wise and every other way.
So the people actually go to Oklahoma?
Yes. Yes, and it usually takes a year and a half to 2 years to complete the 4 weeks. I've gone now. Bob Deaton has gone. Connie Daly just finished her last one, and Carlos has completed 3 of the 4. And the so we're looking probably in the fall to send another of the supervisors to begin.
So how long do they go there? A week at a time? Then?
They go for a week, yeah. It's a full, you get there on Sunday morning, I think, and leave Saturday afternoon or morning. And it's very full, you know, you're pretty much working from morning till night all of those days. It's an excellent program. I guess, do we, I've kind of forgotten if we need actual approval, you know.
Yeah, I
did bring the last part that I just finished last night. Let's see, it's a little over 3 pages.
Is that the part you emailed last night?
Right, right.
Well, I actually read that, so.
Good job.
Well, I was sitting there. Matter of fact, I was sitting there at the thing, and they got the beep, you know, the new incoming mail.
Excellent.
Yeah, I haven't read it all. So, Bob, do you have any, like?
Well, I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, you know, like anything document like that, you could certainly. Any one person could rewrite it 100 times.
Right.
Different. I mean, it's just. But I thought it was. I thought it was well formulated. How did it change from last year's state plan?
Last year we did not have to submit attachment 4.12, which is the one that I just got done last night. On assessments, estimates, goals and priorities, strategies and progress reports. Each year they kind of, I don't know how they decide, but it changes each year what's required. The other three were part of last year's state plan, and so what I was able to do was go into the last year's document, update the information, add new information that was needed, and you know, so most of it, the content or the themes and the basic approaches and such are not significantly changed from last year. The number of counselors that have a master's degree is up 3 or 6 from last year. You know, so there's those kinds of changes, but nothing significant in how we're doing things or what we're doing.
Is that issue of the counselors having masters, I mean, is that, is it, I guess that the state is exempt from that, but I mean, is that is that something that has to be dealt with, or is it just, it's, that's just, it is what it, the situation is what it is, and, or is there something coming where that is going to be mandated? Or?
Well, first of all, the state is not exempted from it. The state is exempted from having from requiring master's certified rehabilitation counselors. So that you have a master's degree in rehab counseling, which there is no such degree in this state, and you know, so, and nationwide there's a real shortage of those people, which some of us think is good. The curriculum for a master's in rehab counseling does not address the Rehab Act. As far as I know, it does not address informed choice or consumerism, and it does not do anything about blindness, or certainly not what we would, you know, not as much as what we do in our first 3 months and higher. So, but the way it's stated in the law requires either a master's degree in vocational rehabilitation in order to be a rehab counselor, or the highest level in the state. Well, you have to, the highest level in the state is the master's degree, just any master's degree, like in counseling or human services or whatever. And the reason is that the Voc Rehab, the general agency, require a master's degree of some kind. So that is the existing highest level in the state. So that's what we are supposed to come up to. And the reason it's called Comprehensive System of Personnel Development is that it acknowledges a need for, you know, a system to develop to that, you know. And so actually part of our reasons for succeeding in the upgrading of positions is because, you know, part of that was that we're required to, as much as possible, require a master's degree for a new hire. And so we now put that in as a preference, but especially with the current level of pay, you know, if we required a master's degree, we wouldn't get any applications. But anyway, so that's all related to that whole issue.
So where does the state plan go to?
It goes to the Rehabilitation Services Administration in Kansas City, and then they approve it or send it back with changes you have to make in order to comply with the Rehab Act and the regulations that are, you know, existing regulations in federal law.
When it was submitted last year, it didn't come back, did it?
It came back approved.
Yeah. No corrections.
Right. 4 years ago, the first year as director, it came back with 5 pages of corrections we had to make.
So now you have the right template to use.
Yes. Right.
Okay, so...
Well, I mean, so essentially, since it's not changed from last year, that it's, that I, if we need to approve it, I guess, we could either do it now, or if we get into trouble, if we do it at our May 6th conference call, since everybody's had a chance to read it.
So does, which would people prefer to do?
Well, I've read everything but the last part from yesterday, so.
I read it, and I think it's fine.
Yeah, I'm prepared to approve it.
I just kind of skimmed over it this morning before we came down here.
All right, and I have just about through the whole thing.
Reading it as we speak.
Yep, that's right. Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we approve it.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the changes to the state plan. Is there any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, it sounds unanimous to me.
Great, thank you very much. We'll send the complete one when all of the, as I mentioned on the what I sent yesterday, we still need to do the editing of the little footnotes,
pages, yeah.
The footer. So we'll send a complete edition when that's done. Pretty quick here. Thank you.
All right. Okay, now. The next item having to do with the executive director's evaluation, back in, I think it was maybe early December, I'm not sure, Bill Brown had sent us, after we went through the process, it may have been even at the beginning of January, I don't remember for sure, but I had put it in my machine this morning and it came out into a rich text, which this machine will not read, and I couldn't get it to convert itself. So what I was going to do was to read that message, because I can't remember now if it was before or after you were appointed to the board, Michelle. We have been, when we've made decisions about increases in Pearl's salary, we had decided last May that we would have that happen twice a year as it does for the rest of the staff, and that if the evaluation was positive and upbeat and all that kind of stuff, then we would approve for both the June and the January raises at the same time. All of that happened in our May minutes, and then at our June 13th teleconference meeting, we went over the evaluation, and we did that for this year. The problem as far as the budget people were concerned was that we didn't have a specific vote count. Since it was unanimous, it seems like it would be easy to figure out, but evidently they wanted a vote count or whatever. And so Bill had written to us a kind of a proposed procedure so that we would this year, what happened in January was that since we had had a letter from before, and since we had the minutes, and the intent was clear and all that kind of thing, he was able to, Bill that is, was able to have that all that happen, but they really wanted us to have more of a procedure. So he had sent us an email, which I had planned to read today, setting forth that what we would do, which basically would make have us be a little bit more specific in our vote count and in our minute procedure. And if I remember right, we all, in the course of the emails back and forth, thought it sounded like a good plan. And I guess what I wanted us to do today was to publicly do that, implement that as what we would do. So if you remember it well enough to do that, we can do that now. If you have problems with that, because of the vagueness of it all, since I don't have the actual document in front of me, then we can do that at our next meeting, if the next meeting happens before the evaluation thing happens. So what does anybody think about that piece of ineptness on my part?
Could you repeat all of that?
No. I possibly could, but I'm not going to.
So everybody has seen this email from Bill except for me?
I'm thinking that you wouldn't have, because, you know, I don't know, I couldn't find the date on it in this rich text mess that I do have. And so I'm not sure. I have a feeling that it may have come before you started getting emails from us.
I certainly don't remember anything like that, so.
Yeah, it's been a while ago. Now that you mentioned it, I forgot all about it.
Well, I think we will, you know, we will eventually, it was a sensible thing, and I think that probably we will do it. I just don't know that we want to be this vague about it. But I also don't want us to get up against the time. I guess maybe since our next item is the date, location, and all that of the next meeting, maybe that will help us to figure this out. Because the evaluation is due at the end of the fiscal year, and that is June. Last year what we did was to invite input from commission staff. I think that was a good idea, and I think it was really helpful for us to, you know, to be able to do that. I think we ought to do that again. And we did change the form, and so that we can incorporate easily enough. That was something that we did have a teleconference meeting about. And as I mentioned, last year it was in June. It was the 13th of June that we did that. And then that gave Pearl and me the opportunity to get together before the deadline to go over what we came up with and to then submit it and get it in on time. So what we can do is...
Well, maybe that's something we can work out among ourselves through email. And
well, we have to do it publicly. Mm-hmm. You know, we really can't officially work out things through the email system.
Because the evaluation we'll have to do privately with the conference call.
Either that, or we can go into executive session during a public meeting. Mm-hmm. That is another option. And, you know, we can
make
do
a
that.
Conference call is more efficient and less.
Yeah, people don't understand executive meeting sometimes. You go into an executive meeting and people have a tendency sometimes, well, why are they blocking us out? So that, I agree with Bob that things like that.
It disrupts a meeting to go into executive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't know how long it'll last.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of teleconference.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like the idea. I'm just saying that we have to be careful how much of that we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to publicly decide when we're going to do that then. So right now we have the May 6th public hearing on rule. We need to decide when we're going to have our next in-person meeting, and we need to decide when we're going to have if we're going to do a teleconference meeting about the evaluation, we need to decide when we're going to do that. I guess that's what our date, time, and location has turned into.
Well, 3 months puts us
June. Mm-hmm. You said 13th we did it last year?
Yes.
That'd be around that date. Would be good.
Of course, that was when we did the teleconference, so that would have been a week.
Yeah, June 13th of this year is on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. mean, there's nothing sacred about that date or that day or whatever, but.
It's my birthday.
15th of June.
I know, I'm just telling them.
Jim's gotta bring the keg.
You know, I'll bring the keg. The keg, yeah.
Yes.
I think that it would be reasonable on May 6th, when you go into the actual board meeting, to add to the agenda, you know, do the rule approval, but then have the agenda item of that procedure. I don't think that will probably take too long. I think it's just a matter of everybody refreshing their memories about it, and, you know, it's pretty much kind of a given. I mean, we can't go very far away from the procedure because that's what DA has told us we have to do. So I think it would be reasonable for you to vote on the procedure on the 6th. And I would really recommend you do that. And then, you know, I guess that's my only comment.
Why don't we do that and then set the date for the teleconference when we want to have the evaluation at that time? So I need to.
Well, the procedure had to do with the, you know, with the raise situation. So that the two, I mean, we could even do both of those things, you know, on the 13th of June or whatever date we have the teleconference, that teleconference meeting. I mean, we can do it either way. Another thing that I would appreciate our doing is what we have done when we've had teleconference meetings. We had a secretary of the commission board, the executive session secretary, we called it, which was a good idea, and I really think we ought to do that again, because that way there is somebody who is responsible for taking minutes at those kinds of meetings. And so, you know, I want us to do that before we adjourn today, since we're already talking about teleconference kinds of situations.
What was done with those minutes?
Same thing that's done with regular meeting minutes. Instead of Jan or, you know, the commission staff person taking them, we had Maya was the one who did that.
Right, but since this is a private nature, I mean, the minutes are pretty general, if I recall.
Yeah.
I have copies of them.
Yes, we, you know, and they become, we have official minutes from those meetings, and, you know, the person who did them was the executive session secretary of the board. And then, you know, those minutes become a part of the official record. They go on the website, they go anywhere that our other minutes go, in draft form, and then they get approved at the next meeting.
Draw straws.
So is there someone who is who wants to do that? Do we want to have a nomination? Do we want to? How do we want to do that? Because,
well, let's take volunteers first.
Mm-hmm. Quiet.
See, I'm doing nominations. I'm not hearing
anybody. Let's see. We can't go alphabetical order because that'd be wrong. We could go youngest or oldest.
I thought I heard Dorothy volunteer, didn't she?
No.
She didn't.
I said let's go alphabetical. Oh, A first. You're down to Y.
It has to be
okay.
Real quick.
Yeah, like, that's why alphabetical is not going
to work. I would like to say that the minutes of those are not difficult because they can't be in detail. They really are to report any decision made.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't have to take minutes of the.
Matter of fact, I'll take it because I'm going to set a new standard in brevity in the executive session minutes.
So by consensus, unless there is someone else who is wanting to volunteer.
Well, we wouldn't deprive Bob of that honor.
Bob is becoming.
Well, when someone sees the new standard set for this, it won't be a burdensome task. But I'll take it for this next time.
Okay. All right, now we're back to the times, dates.
Jan, though, if you could send me Maya's precedent, which is gonna be altered.
Okay.
See how she, what she did.
Okay.
She probably was, and we need to bring Maya back for such occasions.
Okay.
So then, did you wanna look at dates for the board meeting in June, or for the?
Let's set the teleconference date, May 6th. Unless anybody, my schedule in June is really yet to be announced. It's, there's a lot of.
Okay, but that means, I mean, what we're talking about for June in terms of the teleconference would be.
For the evaluation.
That the evaluation would be done by then, and that we would be, you know.
Let's get input from the staff in May, like we did last time. I mean, put that, I mean, that probably the same format we did last year. The blind acronym.
Yes, that's the same. The thing that has changed is the rating scale. But yeah, we should get that out then at the beginning of, or the middle of May, or what?
Yeah, probably the beginning of May. Have it in by May 21st or whatever. So it'll drift in forever.
Okay, so if we have that out to staff by May 21st, we want input by when? June 1st, that's what we said last year, I think.
Okay, that'll be
sounds good.
And so then we're talking about, now you said your schedule was bad in June. What?
Well, it's not so much bad, it's just there's a lot of activities yet to be dated.
So what, how do we set a date for the
June for the conference call?
Teleconference.
Well, that's what I was saying, if we could do that, maybe May 6th.
Now hold on, Bob.
We start May 6th.
Is that what you said?
Well, I was saying May 6th, we just set the evaluation teleconference date. And
you mean we don't set one now, we wait until May 6th to set the one for the evaluation?
Right.
Okay, all right.
Are
we doing another regular board meeting?
Yeah, then we have to set the regular board meeting, which presumably be on a weekend. And
in June.
That's when it's due, but whether or not. Of course, July gets sort of crowded up, too, to have anything in July because of conventions and so forth.
There's only one weekend in June,
right? July 15th. June 15th might be a target point.
Okay, July 15th is a Monday.
Yeah, that would be.
July 15th?
Well, is that what you were saying?
No, June.
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 You know, I think I'm losing it there.
Around June 15th, is that Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the third Saturday of June.
So we could potentially have a teleconference and an in-person meeting within the same week.
Sure. How about later in June? Is that June 29th? Is that?
Oh,
No, I can't.
No.
Okay, so we're talking now, where are we talking?
I think it's Omaha's turn.
Yep. Are we rotating back and forth, or are we going to go west?
We should go west at the summertime.
Yeah, we need to go
the western man.
To the western part of the state.
Or at least further west than
North,
Lincoln.
North Platte?
Seward.
There we go.
How about Ogallala?
Okay.
That's west.
Ogallala?
That's west. I just said it. I mean, I wish I'd go, but...
You would go, so that's not for me.
That doesn't affect you either.
Are there any recommendations of specific locations?
Omaha?
Where...
There's your chance.
You want to go west or west?
Actually, talking about going west.
In June?
Well, ordinarily, we would do that either in June or, well, by, at that point, our next meeting might be more likely to be like in, what, September after that or something?
Well, if we're gonna go west, then I would need to go to July to the meeting.
Mid to late July would be after the national conventions and...
Yeah, it would also be in the... It could be in the next fiscal year. Is there anything that we need to do before this fiscal year?
Sometime middle of July would work out, wouldn't it, for everybody?
What, Bill?
Middle of July would be pretty good.
Yeah.
I was just asking if there was anything that we need to do before the fiscal year ends.
That's right.
I don't think so. I mean, that was one reason I was really...
Trying to get the plan.
...to get that plan together, but I can't think of anything else that would need to be done. Let's see. On July 26th, there will be a public forum in the Scotts Bluff area, or the 25th Thursday. So I'm going to be in Scotts Bluff for a forum.
What day is that?
Thursday, July 25th. And I don't know if you'd want to go that far west or... I decided to tell you. If you want to come to the public forum, that would be fine.
Now the fourth Saturday is not the best.
And that's fine. It doesn't have to coincide with that. What about Saturday the 20th of July? Does that work for folks?
It's fine. Fine for me. I'm losing my voice and I haven't used it that much.
I think that works pretty well. So, where are we talking about?
Well, if we did it like in North Platte.
I would say North Platte, that's...
Then that, everybody that could get back home Saturday at a decent time, it actually would come the night before.
I think that makes a lot of sense, and I think the North Platte community will be delighted to have you there.
What's our new counselor's name again? I forgot.
Lynn.
We could have it at her house.
Okay. Here we are.
She brought
the
hamburgers.
Really great.
That's right.
I'll give the message to her.
She had to leave. Her husband was outside waiting.
Yeah. Oh, well, she missed my great one.
Yeah.
So, okay, July 20th in North Platte. I guess we'll do it early because we're coming out the night before. 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock. Sounds good.
Does that work for you, Nichelle?
Sure. It's a heck of a lot closer than that.
You don't like the Omaha?
I love coming here. I just hate, bringing the whole family here. It becomes a little bit of a hassle.
Being here is fine. It's the getting here.
Yeah, it's the getting here.
Okay. Is there any other...
And that'll put us in good precedent for this fall in Omaha.
Madam Chairperson?
Yes.
I have a question. on those evaluations, is there any way that those evaluations can be mailed anonymously? It's not a problem for me, but I'm sure you'll get maybe.
Weren't they anonymous? No, I guess they weren't last.
No,
I
they
think
weren't
they
last.
Were. They were. The Barbara knew who said what, but I certainly never did.
Oh, you know, yes, but maybe staff doesn't want.
And I did.
You did.
I mean,
yeah, I thought the email.
Well, last year,
the email
year we
came
were in
to me.
Last year we were in the process. This